What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Back on the Boss Man Show, friend of the show, rapper Highlanders coach Darryl Snickers with me on the Boss Man Show, 10-4 on the year. Big game against Clemson coming up here on Friday. What's up, brother? Good to talk to you, man. You look good over there, my guy.
I appreciate it, man. Man, just staying busy, trying to keep these guys healthy. Trying to maintain the momentum we've had, especially coming off, you know, Christmas break. After going to West Virginia, winning that game, and just, you know, trying to keep getting better and better. So, you know, our guys got back yesterday and we started practicing. So, you know how it is after Christmas, trying to get everybody back on the same page is sometimes difficult.
Yeah, no doubt. I was worried about some of the guys, you know, some come home and then they want to play against the guys at home and they don't work out at all. So trying to give everybody back in shape so you can jump into this thing the right way, because you got big games, Clemson, Big South right after that. So getting those guys, buyers back in shape so they're not ready to play hard as they can. They've been doing all year long already.
Yeah, and I think sometimes, you know, sometimes as a coach, you get caught up in thinking you have to practice so much, but sometimes rest is even, you know, more important. So I was happy those guys got a few days off to kind of recover and get away from it. So, you know, I felt, you know, yesterday in practice, we came back and they were rejuvenated and fresh.
No doubt. Man, bro, can you believe it's been 3 years for you already, man? I was like, man, he's been three already.
I can't, you know, when you think about it, it doesn't feel like it. But, you know, the first time, you know, we did an interview, it was crazy because I was just getting a job. And now, you know, it's year three. And I just remember that first year, how crazy it was getting a job. Doing my press conference. And then 2 days later, my guys, you know, went home for the summertime and I didn't see them until the end of June. And it was kind of like, okay, man, what do I do now? So, you know, after year one, I think we had time to kind of prepare and kind of figure out, you know, what we really wanted to do, because, you know, year one, it was getting the job late and trying to scramble and, you know, hopping into the portal, speed dating, you know, that's what I call it, like when you get in there late. So,
down.
you know, it was just difficult. But now, you know, we kind of understand what we want to do.
No doubt. You built this thing quickly, man. 21 wins last year. So for you, coming from year one into year two, getting 21 wins last year and seeing that growth in the program, they're building off that this offseason and now seeing the fruits of labor again, 10-4 in non-league play, man. So talk about your staff and your guys' commitment to what division you have for this Rapid team, you know, for Coach Jones.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is, you know, the most important thing when I got the job was hiring the right staff. And I have guys around me that I can trust. So that was really big. You know, obviously my older brothers on my staff and, you know, James Heron, Tim Peet, Jack Reboin, Matt Smith, you know, those guys are guys I really trust. And, you know, year one, I always say, you know, we lost more than I'm used to. And you got to figure out who you can lose with. You don't want to lose, but you know, if you can lose with those guys and you know, guys don't change up, keep the same mentality, come in and work every day, don't point fingers, don't say, okay, in the recruiting process, this is my guy, this is my guy. I think you have a chance to be successful. And that's, you know, that's what I have in my staff. Yeah.
No doubt, man. And for you, did you see this kind of coming in the spring and summer as well, and then the fall as you got ready for this? Because I feel like, you know, when you have success of winning, you know, yes, yeah, the summertime is very important because see if guys are getting too big-headed or they're really trusting the process and really committing to getting 1% better each day. So did you see this kind of coming in the fall, spring, and the summertime after last year's 21-win season?
Yeah. Well, it was, you know, our summer was difficult because we had a lot of guys that, you know, were battling injuries. And, you know, we did a foreign trip to Japan. We played with, I want to say, eight guys over there. So it was more so the younger guys that got some good experience playing over there. And I think it helped us because, you know, we're still playing without three front court guys majority of this whole season. So I'm missing, you know, I'm missing Josiah Harris, who, you know, was number three in the country in defense rebounding last year, averaged a double double. You know, TJ Nesmith's been out most of the season, and Ibu Yamazaki hadn't played at all. So, you know, we just had to figure it out. And I think that's the biggest thing as a coach is, you know, if we make excuses, say, okay, this guy's hurt, this guy's hurt, this guy's sick, you know, it's going to feed throughout the rest of the team. So, you know, the summer kind of prepared us for what we're going through right now in terms of the injuries.
No doubt. And I do feel like it's a good thing because, you know, when guys who you typically die in the rotation and get chance to play, that shows them putting that work on the side of the coaches on their own because that's how you know if a guy really cares about the game basketball, man, because we obviously this call, you got to play. If you want to play, be ready to play when your number's called. So I feel like your guys in the experience over in Japan, building that depth organically as well. So now when you're whole, man, you got a lot of options to go to, depending on whatever it is.
Right. And it was different because, you know, we're playing a whole different style. You know, we're playing FIBA rules, you know, to throwing freshmen, you know, into the fire, and they're playing against older guys in a whole different environment. So it was good growth for us. You know, guys play in different positions. I think the biggest thing was off the court, the team building, team bonding. So I think that's helped us early on in the year non-conference.
No doubt, bro. And currently, you're on a 5-game winning streak right now. So, what's been the keys is these 5-game winning streak bouncing back from that loss at ODU, man, and rattling off a 5-5-5 in a row here.
I think our decisions have been better. And a lot of times people, when you say decisions, they're thinking, okay, shot selection. It's not only that, it's just, okay, not fouling, not putting teams in the bonus early, making the right reads. So I think we've done a better job of making decisions throughout the game, winning decisions. Sometimes guys, you know, they were making their own decisions. Now I feel like we're making more winning decisions. So I think that's the big difference in the last few games.
No doubt, man. You know, with this year, they're not calling charges this year. So having your hands up to the lights pretty much, not trying to take any more charges, you know, just be there with your hands up. That's all you can ask for. Exactly,
Yeah.
no charge call no more. That's and also having that game for this one, following your scouts, you know, those little small details and intangibles that people don't really understand like we and I do, but following your scouting report, knowing if this guy's a left hand or he's a shooter or whatever he is he all right? Is he trying to get a floater? So really put this your scouts and really understanding what you're trying to tell them to do for rotation wise, making your 45 cuts, you know, icing stuff. You had to ice it, you know, whatever the coverage is, just knowing what you got to do, offense, defense, end of the floor, and hustle, make your foul shots, you win the game.
Right. And I think, you know, the hard part about that is once you get in the conference play, you know, everybody knows everybody's tendencies, not only players, but other coaches know your tendencies as a coach. So, you know, where we're headed to in conference play, the start of it is, you know, attention to detail is even more important because, you know, it's so much less room for error. And if you look at it in the year, in each lead, the difference between like the first place and the fourth place team is maybe a game and a half, 2 games. So, you know, those attention details like you're talking about, you know, they're going to be even more important here in the next few weeks.
No doubt. And you know what? I know you got some big neutral court wins as well in a row. Road wins, so Buckner on the road, neutral in West Virginia with Marshall and at West Virginia. I'm a modern man. About that mindset of going on neutral court to play a tough team like that and on the road as well and come out there with a victory, like you said, those small details we talked about, which are very important to winning. And the hidden stats, we're going to see like 50 balls, all the, you know, we throw blackouts, all those things for defense with a rebound and get out on the break. So about how important those small towns people don't really pay attention to, but really affects winning when you're on the road or on the neutral court with somebody.
Yeah, we, you know, what we like to do is, first of all, we like to teach our bench what to cheer for. You know, sometimes guys on the bench don't know what to cheer for.
Yes.
And most of the time they get caught up, focused on talking trash to the other team instead of cheering for what we need to cheer for. So, you know, we worked on that in practice one day. We worked on, okay, somebody dives for a loose ball, still don't get it. That's an opportunity to stand up and cheer. You know, things like that. And I think when you have that kind of energy, I think it's a recipe for you winning on the road. I think sometimes teams wait for something good to happen and then get energy. I think you create energy, you find a way to create energy, and then good things will happen. So that's what we try to talk about a lot when we go on the road, especially.
No doubt. You got that right, bro, like you said, man. And you know, you had tough foot losses at James Masters playing out there, Miles Coach Coach Bonds, and, you know, Jeff is with the ODU. But learning from those games on the road there to build out so you can win them in big side play where it counts even more. Talk about how, because you and I both know, you can't really simulate post games until you end one for real. Do it in practice best you can, but it's not the real thing until you actually love another color on and do it with a referee.
It's crazy because, you know, one possession game at JMU, one possession game at ODU, we lost both of those. One possession game at Marshall, we won that one. Then, you know, a week ago, we're at West Virginia, and I'm in timeout, and I'm thinking, okay, man, we've been in these situations before already in non-conference. And then so I felt like we were more comfortable in those situations because we've been put in them before. We've lost some in that situation, but we won some. So I think hopefully that'll prepare us for what we can see in conference.
Bro, how cool was it for you to go back to your alma mater and win that game, man? I know you get to feel so good inside, man, knowing that you went up there where you played that Mountaineer Country, Morgantown, and leave that dub, man.
It was special because, you know, that's one of the places that, you know, helped me grow as a person. And then, you know, to be able to go back there and you lead in your own program at your alma mater and come out with the win, not only the win, but how we won, you know. And a lot of people think I'm talking about, okay, the game with a shot. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about some of the stuff we did that we shouldn't have done, but we overcame it and we kept moving on to the next play and could have folded at times and we didn't.
Nah, no doubt, man. That was a heck of a game. I know I texted you before. It was a heck of a game. I was like, man, my man doing his thing up there. I was like, you know, I like Josh personally, but I shout cheer for you, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
I like you personally. I'll cheer for you. I got something loud cheer for you, bro. I really would. Yeah. Man, he got to get this win on his own spot for real, man. You got to do it. What good about your team, man? You got seven guys 7 points or more averages, that balance scoring. I always worry about when a team got one guy scoring 20 or something or 19 and got balance scoring. That means that the ball's moving. We all know the ball has energy. So it's about emphasizing balance scoring and making sure guys get involved so people stay engaged, especially the big guys who want to run and block shots. And you do the right things, they get some touches there and transition in the post a little bit there.
Yeah, I think part of that comes with those guys just playing together. And I think in this day and age and like the transfer portal, people are always concerned about, okay, what does this team have? What do they have bringing in? What are they bringing in? I think it's more important to have good players returning. And so, you know, for us, we have, you know, this year we had a lot of good guys returning who had played together for, you know, in this day and age, years, a long time.
Oh, yes. So,
you know, you got Kenyon Giles, Daquan Smith, Brian Antoine, Justin Archer, you know, DeAndre Pierce, you know, those guys that were here with us last year, you know, they understand each other. So I think that helps us, you know, understanding our tendencies and moving the ball and making sure everybody gets the looks that we want.
No doubt, man. You know what's good, man? I feel like, you know, it's going to be a great year for you, man. You got some heck of talent on your roster. Let's talk about one guy for my best pro for me, Kyle Burns and Marietta, management of sports management. You want to be an agent, I guess. So talking about that young man from Marietta and come down here find him, man.
I mean, he's got an unbelievable story. I mean, you know, last year he came in and, you know, was having a good summer working, got crazy positive energy. And then, you know, got sick and had to have emergency brain surgery. And, you know, was in the hospital for a long time. You know, he kept fighting and, you know, he overcame it. And now, you know, basically he's a freshman. He's a true freshman. So, you know, what he would have went through last year, he's going through this year in terms of, you know, understanding, okay, attention to details, you know, scouting report defense, you know, what's a good shot, what's not a good shot. But I think, you know, I think he's going to be a really good player. You know, he's big, he's versatile. I think his best days are ahead of him. And, you know, we went down to Atlanta and, you know, heard a lot about him. And, you know, coming from a program like Wheeler, you know, he's used to winning. So we like to, you know, recruit a winning program. So, you know, we saw him there, played well with other good players, and we thought he was a good fit for us.
No doubt, man. I saw you working over there at Lakeport, man. You can go get you a guy from Atlanta for sure, man. We're working it good, brother, you and your brother, man. So I saw it firsthand, man. And, you can get it in. So tell me about this, man. I knew you got a trip to Clemson and played Brad Burnell and those guys, man, here on Friday. Tell me about what you sent them from guys on the film and before it's a challenging matchup for you guys, man.
Man, they're super talented. You know, they can shoot it, they can pass it, they play well together. This is, you know, in my opinion, just from film, this is the best team we're going to play so far. And, you know, we've been through it in terms of, you know, our non-conference opponents. And, you know, I think they're really good. You know, PJ Hall, I've known him since he was in high school. I recruited him to Florida. He's a handful. You know, we scheduled a game. We was hoping he went to the NBA. He ended up coming back. You know, they're a good team. Coach Burnell's done a really good job with this team. I got a lot of respect for him and what he's done at that program. So it's going to be a tough battle, especially, you know, coming after Christmas.
And also your conference, man, five of you guys in the Big South, over 500, man. You know, you went out there and played some tough non-league games. What about that, man, for your league, man, seeing representing you all getting big wins out there up and down the conference, man, and seeing what you guys got to go that gauntlet coming here in January, brother?
I think the league's better. You know, it's better. The coaches, you know, have done a really good job of, you know, accumulating talent and putting it together. I want to say out of 33 conferences, the Big South is 17th right now this year. So, you know, we have really good teams. We have really good coaches. So it's going to be a competitive conference.
Brother, I hope we're talking again in March, man. You're getting there, going to the big dance, man. We're going to claim it there for you, my brother. Hopefully we're talking in March about that before you go to the get-go with Sex Sunday, man. So I'm cheering for you. It's always my brother. Good to see you late point. Like I told you, man, we're going to do this again real soon, and I'm glad to head back on the show, my guy.
I appreciate you having me, man. It's good to see you.
Yes, sir, brother. Happy New Year to you, my guy.
Yep, you too.
All right, brother. See you, man.
All right, we'll see you.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.